Chapter 4. Just like that, Rendy became the chore boy at the Inn of Clear Sky. He was not used to doing chores, so when he found a broom in his hand, he had to watch Peyi to learn how to sweep. He watched her so closely as she washed and dusted that she was convinced he was mocking her and said in annoyance, "Go clean that room by yourself." As he left, Peyi added, "Do a good job. It's the best room in the inn." Just by her tone, Rendy could tell that the room was a point of pride. Instead of plain wood, the couch bed in this room was carved with ribbon-tailed birds and plum blossoms. There was a matching table, and the warm-colored wood shone as if it had just been dipped in honey. Silk scrolls hung on the wall, and lacquered painted gourds stood as vases. Rendy sneered. "Best room in the inn," he scoffed to one of the painted peonies. "It's not even good enough for one of my father's servants." But as the words fell from his lips, he froze and his face darkened. Without another word, Rendy spent the rest of the time vigorously polishing and dusting, flinging the dirt from the window as if to rid the room of any of his lingering words. When he finished, the room was spotless, and even Peyi could not find any fault with it. "Wasted work, though," Rendy often thought. With the exception of old Mr. Shan, who did not even stay at the inn, but just came to eat every day, there were no guests at the Inn of Clear Sky. Rendy watched carefully, day after day, hoping another merchant or trader would arrive so he could leave this poor, pitiful village with its crying sky. It could barely be called a village, really. Most of the homes were empty and abandoned, and the people who lived here now would barely fill the dining room of the inn.
"Everyone leaves. Villagers, guests, everyone. Even my brother left," Peyi had said sadly to Rendy. But she added with a note of happiness, "Even you'll go someday."
"I hope someday soon," Rendy had thought.
But it was not to be today. In the morning, Rendy awoke to the strident crow of the neighbor's rooster.